Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Step up for Colleen and the Colleen Ritzer Foundation. We're talking with Kristen Walsh, who's the director of PR, and joins us this morning to talk about this very, very special day. Hey, Kristen, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us today.
I know. We're so excited to talk to you. You know, Colleen, I feel like she was so beloved, not only as a teacher, but just in general as a human being. Everybody who talks about her talks about how positive and how kind she was. Talk a little bit about Colleen and why on today, which would have been her birthday, her 32nd birthday, it's so important to remember her with kindness. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Colleen grew up here in Andover, where I live, and she was a beloved Danvers High School math teacher. Everything I've heard about her is about kindness and positivity. She loved Christmas. She loved holidays. She loved her family. Just a positive person who everyone loved to be around. She would have turned 32 today, and her family and friends would like her to be remembered for how she lived, and that was with kindness and positivity. So we're asking for people to do acts of kindness, and it can be something as little as holding the door for someone or buying someone a coffee, or bigger things. So just looking for positivity to be spread today in memory of her because she was such a positive, kind person.
I love this, and it happens each and every year. There's a couple of events that are upcoming, including a 5K, which ordinarily would be around this time of year. Sue Kendra and I actually participated in it a couple of years ago, but that has been bumped, like so many things, until a little bit later on this year. It's going to be in September.
Exactly. That's set for September 19th. It's a fantastic event. We love having you there. We've been attracting about 3,000 to 4,000 people, lots of walkers and runners. This is not a hardcore road race where people really worry about their time. It's really just people from all over the community, all over New England, who just come out to support the family. We call it the Sea of Pink because everyone wears their pink race shirt. Mm-hmm. And there's just a sea of pink in Andover where everyone comes out, to support the family and to raise money for scholarships for future teachers.
Talk about the scholarship, Kristen. Talk about the scholarship a little bit, because it's not just any scholarship. These are for aspiring teachers, and the scholarship kind of follows them through. Talk about that.
That's right. Well, since its inception in 2013, the Scholarship Fund has awarded over $300,000 in scholarships, and that's to 71 future teachers. Wow. So there's an application process. People apply and are given scholarships. And they're really looking for people who want to be teachers who were sort of like Colleen, positive, love kids, love their family. So that's just been a tremendous amount of money, given out, and we're definitely not done. The September race will raise more money for that, and this will just continue into the future.
You mentioned it, Sue, and I think it's just so wonderful. These scholarships follow the teachers kind of through their secondary education. So it isn't just like sort of a little bit of money at the beginning, as they progress, because the expenses keep coming, while they're going to school.
Right.
It follows them through, which is really, really a wonderful way to do it.
Absolutely. And if you go to our website, you can actually read quotes and testimonials and see the biographies of many of the scholarship recipients. And it's just to read how they feel about receiving a scholarship in her name is just, it takes your breath away. It's so special to them. So yeah. I would definitely encourage people to go to that website and check it out. It's ColleenRitzer.org.
ColleenRitzer.org.
And the Ritzers are a special family. We've met really them. Are. All three of us have. And they are so gracious and so wonderful. So thank you for all that you do.
We appreciate you being with us this morning. Have a wonderful and kind day.
Yes.
Absolutely.